My name is Dominic Tildersley. I'm a professor of chemistry at the moment at the EPFL, that's in Lausanne in Switzerland, and I'm head of a European think tank in the simulation and modelling of molecules and atoms called CECAM, and I've been doing that job for the last 2 years.
Why did you want to come back to Southampton today?
Well, Southampton's played a very big part in my life. I first came here as a young 17-year-old in 1969. And I remember coming to the Department of Chemistry and being struck even at that time about what a friendly and pleasant place it was. You could see everywhere a commitment to excellence in chemistry. And I must have had good instincts as a 17-year-old, because after I'd been here for 3 years, I was convinced that this had been a very good choice. So I had a wonderful education here. Great people like Alan Carrington, Geoffrey Luckhurst, Pat Hendra and others in the chemistry department really helped me to grow as an individual.
And chemistry as a subject, pretty different in those days, I guess.
It certainly was. So we did a lot of practical work, a lot of analytical work. Computers were unknown, and that has kind of changed the face of chemistry for me. So I became very interested in computing while I was here. I did a summer holiday job with IBM at Hursley, and they introduced me to the wonderful world of software, and that's been a kind of theme in my career. So I've used simulation and modelling and computational modelling to try to understand liquids and solids and chemical reactions. That's been the whole essence of my research career. I have been back many times, and I think that's important. So I've not lost contact with the department. So most recently I've been chairing the advisory board of the chemistry department here in Southampton, so I know people here very well. So it was a great pleasure to come back to see some old faces today. This is my first graduation ceremony. When I was a youngster, I was quite a radical, and graduation wasn't for me. And of course, as you get older, you realise how disappointing that is for your parents. So it's been a great pleasure to be able to bring my mum back to see me graduate really for the first time today. It's been lovely.
And you think chemistry at Southampton is in fine fettle today?
I do. I know it's in fine fettle. I've been involved in the recent ex-government exercise looking at chemistry departments up and down the country, the Research Excellence Framework, and along with many, many other chemistry departments in the UK, chemistry is doing very, very well, and chemistry at Southampton is in excellent shape.